Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm going to get a picture that I took at Udvar Hazy.
Yes.
I'll bring it in.
Thank you.
Now, is that one name? His first name is Udvar and his last name is Hazy?
Yes.
I thought it might have been like a team.
Well, I don't know. Like a producer team or something?
Yeah, like Johnny Udvar and Bill Hazy. I'm sure his name was Johnny, by the way.
My nephew's in town and my niece is in town. My two nephews and one niece. My nephew, Luca, who's now 13, he's in that stage where he is too cool for school.
Oh, that's such a...
Which is
Robert III went through
which
that
is fine.
Stage. My daughter's... Well, I didn't
because
see
you know why?
Pony's going through it right now. It's a pain in the ass.
My
Shut
sister
up.
Let...
You're not my dad.
Shut up, dad. Not dad. So.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right. I just read about it. So right before the show, you guys can't hear this because you're all the way up in Washington. And
right.
Down here in West South Florida. But I just don't understand the purpose of a candle. Can you hear that?
No.
Yeah. It
does it crackle?
It crackles as it burns.
Does it have a wooden wick?
It's wood wick.
Yeah, that's a...
Wood wick candles crackle. Let me just... Share this with the candle,
right?
Making people
big wax.
No.
I don't need a candle to crackle.
You're trying to do a show, for God's sakes.
It's like
no.
Yeah, oh. Let me
no,
turn it
no
up.
No crackle.
Hold on a second. Let's see. Hold on. Here we go.
If it catches on fire,
no,
it'll be
no,
good for the
you know.
YouTube
you know all page. It is. All it is annoying enough to be in the background where it's driving me nuts. But I don't.
What about Snap and Pop?
It doesn't say what scent it is either. Let me see.
What about Mr. Goodbar?
Nothing. Oh, crap.
I think it sounds right. Cozy.
Shut up, Pony.
You cozy? What are you, 12?
Did you hear? Are you like...
No.
Because you're thin, are your ears...
No, do you hear it because
he doesn't
you're
hear
thin?
Anything.
I'm curious whether your ears...
He probably has these around his China dolls that are porcelain at home, and
they crackle when you step on them.
So is it supposed to simulate the crackling of a fire?
I suppose that's it, but in a lot... What is the scent?
I'm trying to...
There's no label on it, perhaps on the bottom?
It's blueberry.
Bayberry? Marionberry?
Rob's right.
Blueberry, blueberry, blueberry.
Don't tilt it.
Lots of lights.
It's blue.
Yeah.
If you pour hot wax on your arm...
That's a category.
It's blue.
It's just blue?
How does it make you feel?
It's, I think, let me see.
Black attack.
It's, oh, attack. There it is. There it is. Okay, yeah. It's a yeast of beetle.
Oh.
No, I don't know what it is. It smells...
Medicine
it
man.
Smells like breeze. Summer breeze.
Sea breeze.
You know, one of those
sea breeze.
Sea breeze.
It's seals not, and cross.
I only like
Ocean
one
breeze.
Scent in my candle, and I like the holiday scent. So
yes.
When,
balsam.
This is the this balsam is one yeah. of my go-tos.
It's a great one.
Fraser fir.
Yes.
Cinnamon spiced apple. Mm.
Don't make
pumpkin
the mistake,
patch,
Mike. I know, made the mistake last year. I went to Yankee Camp. I bought it, and the scent was Martin balsam, and it was horrible.
Why was it horrible? They're all the same, I think.
Martin balsam, the actor.
Oh. Making
I don't know who
all right,
Martin
I'll give you okay.
Please,
I'll give it
you.
To you. Ready?
Help me.
Okay, Rounders.
Rounders.
Fan,
oh yeah,
right?
yeah, yeah. No,
poker
Rounders,
movie.
Gambling.
Matt Damon.
Yes.
Rounders. Okay, you know his professor.
Yes.
That loans him the money.
That's
Martin Balsam.
Got it.
That's Martin Landau. Isn't it?
Oh, okay. So it's an even more.
He's in
I
Psycho.
I got the wrong Martin. I got Martin Balsam. Is literally not even a reference. It's not because it goes back to
what a year? What year?
What is it? A catch 22? Maybe
mid-60s. Mid-60s. The classic years of Hollywood.
Okay, Martin Balsam. I'll give you the Martin Balsam most famous scene. Martin Balsam is associated with is in the original movie Psycho.
Yes.
Ah.
Where Anthony Perkins,
got it.
Who is the killer,
not related
who has
to
his
Tony.
Mother,
not related
has
to
the
Tony.
Skeleton, and he dresses up in his
right.
mother.
Spoiler:
goes, Martin Balsam.
is murdered by being stabbed as he's falling back down the stairs.
No, no, down the stairs. This is the second murder.
That's Vivian Leigh.
Who splashes the pot whenever you wish?
That's John Malkovich. Oh, okay. Keep coming. I got him. Yeah, I got all the answers for
So they splash the pot, and then...
Whenever the F he pleases.
Whenever the F he pleases, yes.
And also
and
Martin
then he
Landau.
checks, and he gets a nut straight. He goes, that son of a bitch! He check. No. He beat me. Straight up. He did me on his money. All day long, I put it in you. There you go. My all-time favorite character.
So great.
From John Malkovich. But Martin Balsam gets murdered as the he's a cop, right?
Yeah, and he's going up the steps and he falls backwards. Yeah. He's a private investigator.
I know you hate, I don't know. I think I've heard from you that you hate the show Billions. But John Malkovich in Billions is that exact same character, but as a Russian / oligarch that is loaning money
is
to
really?
Different hedge fund investors.
I do not hate the show Billions. I haven't watched it as much as, and all these shows, I have to coordinate my viewing because I am, I think, moving myself into the fandom of Succession.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're on the same page.
Is the most recent episode where the son does a rap for his father?
Yeah, oh, Mortified. Season, I sat there. Yes. I sat.
Is that the season finale?
Yeah, of two. Now, three will come up next year.
So if I were to start Succession, could I start at the beginning of season two?
You got to start at one.
Got to start all at the front.
And enjoy your drinks. Okay. Because
wait. That's the season ending of two?
Two.
And then one's already running, right?
One is already one. You can catch up.
I mean, three is already running.
No, three is coming
on the way. On the way.
Okay, so yeah. I feel like I'm kind of caught up. He named Holly Hunter as the CEO. Yeah,
but it is that movie. Now,
that TV show.
The TV show. They make them like movies. They make them like movies.
I get it,
Rob. Just, and we're not spoiling anything.
Thank you.
The son is such an F up, and such a wannabe, like,
and
tough
suck
guy,
up and weak, and not together.
He was
and
probably
horrible.
Breastfed until he was 14. Like it just it.
So you're saying the terrible. Benefits of breast milk should not extend that
they're
long?
They're throwing a like
they're multifold.
They're throwing what is I guess an icon tribute to the father.
Okay,
and the father hates anything like this. Period.
Yep.
And the son, like any other narcissist family, decides to make it all about himself. And
he likes rap music, and he does a rap to his 80-year-old father.
Freestyles. Raps to his 80-year-old father.
How cringy is it?
I sat there and I said, God. Oh, my God.
So horrible, but at the same time, the actor who's doing the scene, so brilliant. I mean, that guy is absolutely brilliant.
If that was my offspring, Mike, I would literally say, you're out of the will. Goodbye. This is embarrassing enough. The drug addiction, you know what? I can get over that.
You can cure that.
I relapse a bunch of times. I've paid for it. But the rap in front of my friends, it's over.
You know, I think that really the one thing about that particular show, and by the way, it's art, it's television, it's fine. They make it broad. They make it unbelievable. But I would make it more credible. I would make it a little less broad.
Less
and a
suspension
bit
of disbelief?
Less suspension of disbelief. Make it more like what the corporate world is. And the corporate world, my experience with it, is this veneer of respectability that really rarely gets, it gets let down. Mm. You normally have that sheen of responsibility. So you wouldn't have that much. But then again, I've never traveled inside the boardroom, so I don't know where
they
are.
Let me ask you this question.
Yes.
Do you think they went a little overboard with the last episode of this recent season when the brother steals the lead actress of the play of the other brother?
I haven't seen that. No.
Good teaser,
The show's great. Show's great. Great actors. And I forgot. I wish I knew the name of the character actor that's been around for a million years that plays the father. He's brilliant.
Tony, look that up, please.
And he's also
I know you
in,
hate the show, but look
I think
up.
He's in Super Troopers where they play the Canadian
border. He's a sheriff.
Super Troopers. Yes.
And I don't think you hate the show, Pony. I just like saying things like that.
Great curmudgeon. But you know what? We could talk TV. Oh, by the way, last night for me, Rob's channel, Turner Classic Movies.
Yeah, man.
All night.
Good for
Best
you.
Best years of our
TCM.
Lives. Never seen it. Academy Award.
I'm on Monday Night Football. Let's go Steelers.
19-5. Oh, who won the game last night?
The Steelers.
Oh, you know what? Let's do it now. I know I'm supposed to do the mailbag. We'll do the mailbag when we come back.
Right,
can we get our update? Can we get our update and bring the commission right now?
Come on, commission.
I have no idea. And by the way, that's the way I'm going to play it. I'm not going to check it. I'm going to just pick my picks on Thursday, and then I'm going to wait till Tuesday to find out how I did. That's how it's going to happen. Very exciting.
Here's our commissioner, Maddie Masiello, Mike.
Hello, Maddie.
She's getting in place.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. My headphones are wrapped around this chair.
Take your time. Don't worry.
How was your weekend? Did you and your man do anything fun?
We watched the Bills lose, so that was heartbreaking. Yeah,
they didn't have a chance. You know that. You know the reason why. Not because they were playing the Patriots. Jimmy Cerito was in the stadium.
That's right.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah, it's all his fault.
It's done. As soon as he starts posting pictures of him with his buddies outside
I'm in a
the
suite.
Stadium, it's over. It's officially
Mike,
over.
The That's actor's it. Name is Brian Cox.
Brian Cox. Brian's, very good.
Brian
nice
what?
Football player.
Plays Cox.
The actor.
C-O-X.
C-O-X.
All right, Maddie, so my apologies. I think most of the country was rooting for your Buffalo Bills.
I think so, too. Yes. I know.
But they were worn down, as so many teams are, by the New England Patriots. So let's get right to it. Pretty close, right? We were all within like two picks of each
bucks,
other
50
last
bucks,
week.
50 bucks, 50
Very
bucks.
Very close, all within three picks, but two of you had losing records this week. Oh. So I'm a little disappointed.
Snap.
And I know that going into this week, there was more disparity among the picks than ever before. There was a lot of outliers. So this was a week that the shift could happen.
Right. Okay. Let's find out what happened.
So in last place this week, Mike, 6-9.
Oh.
Rob, coming in second, 7-8.
Nothing to be proud of.
Oscar, finishing out strong, 9-6.
Hey! Who's John Anthony now?
So where are the what are the standings overall right now?
So overall, Mike, you are at 36-26.
Okay.
Rob in second, 38-24. And Oscar has taken the lead at 39-23.
One game out.
So it's one game out.
The sports
man,
reporters.
I'm joining the cast.
You're three games out, Mike. Yes.
Oh, I got to get my act together. I'm trying to. Where did the
Don't
breakdown
Don't bet with your heart, man.
Occur?
Yeah.
Well, no. The
you
heart
picked
is
the Giants. You picked the Giants. You should
that
be doing better.
That was my winner. Yeah. That was my winner.
What was your methodology this time?
I was kind of glancing at the spreads and doing my home field dance, and you had some. Didn't we have some upsets this week in the NFL?
I believe you called a couple. I think you called a couple upsets.
We did. You actually called a couple upsets.
Yeah. I in no way expected you to come on strong and take the lead. I thought it would be Rob, and now we're look.
I took some risks. I'll tell you that much.
I am in danger now. I think more than anybody else of not keeping up with you two and falling by the wayside, so I got to get my act together.
It's only a three-game disparity.
Anybody's game.
It's anybody's game.
In week four, that's nothing.
Rob, who are you getting your picks from?
The inner government.
The inner government.
Oscar, there's a lot of things you may know about me, a lot of things you don't know, and here's one thing you don't know. I love football.
You love sports.
I love sports. I love competition, and I love the excitement and the excellence that it brings out of people. Right. And that's why I'm so thoroughly invested. And I read statistics for miles. Okay. I watch the games.
I didn't know
all
you had
the
a
games
sports
I watch.
Book or something.
Is
you're
Dana
with?
Andrews's Dana Andrews's
yeah.
is his love interest in the best years of our lives, is that Eva Marie Saint?
I don't think so. That would be a little too early for her, but I can double check.
1946.
Yeah, but
she plays a kid, a young
Let me see if she's in it. Hold
what
on.
Happened to our football conversation?
Just balancing things out.
Giving a balance? Sure.
Oh, I know you want to stay on the subject.
No, the commish wants
really well
to leave now.
<She's> like, that's commish, my cue, I guess.
Should I leave?
Anything, commish, anything else you have for us? Anything going on?
I want to see some more risky picks,
yes.
I think.
Yes.
All right. I agree with you.
I think more risk.
And some frisky discs.
I think I have to do it. And will you be going to Buffalo for any games this season, Maddie?
I don't think so. I went to the when they played the Jets in New York a few weeks ago for the season opener. I was in New York City, but I don't think any in Buffalo.
I think we're working on a Sabres field trip here.
Yeah, there we
go. Here's the thing. This is what I'd like to say to Jimmy. Jimmy, I think it's great that you go up to the stadium and go to Buffalo. What you got to do, and this is going to require self-discipline. You this is going to be tremendously difficult for you. You save all your posts till after the game.
Very important.
So the next time you go, I don't care who the opponent is, you wait. You wait and try to just dampen that exuberance for going, look at me, here I am in Buffalo. Just wait to put them all up there, but pull them up after the game. After the game.
It's weird for me when I turn on Facebook and I see he's not at his bar.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, Maddie. Thank you very much. On to the mailbag, because it's not about our football picks. It's about you. We got a lot of stuff on the show this week, and I want to get all our stuff out of the way. That's right. All about you, ladies and gentlemen. Tighter, brighter for your listening pleasure. We have
mailbag.
Woo! Letters. Oh, I really wrecked the paper. Hello, Mike, Rob, and Oscar. Your show never ceases to be amazing.
Ah.
I say that every day. Each time I listen to a new episode, it bowls me over. Yeah. Hello, kindred spirit.
Bring it.
That being said, I have a question for Rob. Will your nostalgia corner have a classic theme and or intro? I agree with that. I want that.
Yes.
I hope this segment continues to grow and appear on the show. It's quickly becoming my new favorite part of the show. Sorry, Oscar. You have some competition now. Thank you guys for all your hard work. Nick Peterson.
I do have a theme. I can preview it now. If you'd like a preview for Friday's Nostalgia Corner.
Now, let me ask you this, and I want an honest answer.
Yes.
While this was coming up, did you have this ready to go? Did you give this some thought, or did you just grab it just now?
No, I edited this, and I actually chose it last week, but I produced it
the
last
chosen
week.
One.
Let's listen.
And this
Let's
also, listen. Mike, provides the opportunity for one of my favorite things, sing-along.
All right. Those were the days, my friend.
Yes. And there's a great sing-along portion at the end.
Those were the days, my friend.
Everybody.
Never end. We'd sing and dance.
I'm really
forever
sorry.
And no. a what? Day.
What was that?
No,
I
don't know what I'm looking for. But I mean,
zany.
It's your.
You stay out of this.
Okay.
Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking
the zany zone,
sitcomy type, Leave It to Beaver,
something
like all the old shows, like
the
smash cut
intro. Yeah. To,
so instead of evoking
what's the Robert
era,
Young show? What was that show?
Father Knows Best.
Father Knows. The intro to an old.
I see what I see. What you don't want me to evoke the era. You want me to bring the era.
I want
bring
like a,
the era.
What about like a 4th of July remix, but with all old shows?
Well, he did that for the 4th of July.
Yeah, but for old shows.
What part of stay out of this did you not understand?
Excuse me.
Do you understand?
I'm with
love
you.
A sitcom-y intro.
Okay, we'll have it.
But a family intro. That's what I'm thinking.
Why don't we table a segment until he has that ready?
We'll do that.
And we'll do, but, right do you want a sneak preview for this Friday? A tease?
I thought this was monthly.
Of the nostalgia?
Yeah.
Monthly.
You had suggested quarterly, Mr. Stay Out of It.
Yeah, go ahead. Give us your tease for Nostalgia Corner.
A record that changed the way we listen to music forever.
Damn.
All right, we'll do that on Friday. Looking forward to it.
Thanks for your support on both sides.
Next letter says, hey, guys.
Appointment listening.
I just want to know, I sat transfixed staring at the podcast while listening to the Mad World Nostalgia Corner segment.
Oh.
I loved it. We're in the minority,
well, you know
Oscar.
What? I am a minority.
Tell me about it.
Fantastic job. If you guys were on WTOP, Chris Core would hang up his headphones. Just like Mike, I went to see it back in the day with my dad at Cinerama in West Hartford, Connecticut. I probably went to that theater. Now I have to buy the Blu-ray. All the best. Dude Walker.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
Dude nice. Is the best.
Dude Walker.
Dude, you're a good man.
Damn it. All right. Thank you very much. Hi, guys. I just wanted to write. I saw a little controversy on the Mad World being the best comedy ever made, though.
But remember,
some people were disagreeing with
remember
you.
What I said. Not the best comedy, the greatest comedy.
The greatest comedy. All right. Hey, guys. I just wanted to write to tell you how much I love the podcast. I binge listen to the podcast each weekend, and it has helped me survive 2 deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan.
Thank you for your
service. I'm applauding that right now. Keep doing what you do. Warm thanks. It's not Joe Blow,
well,
is it?
That's his spelling, and it actually that's his email address as well. It's not B-L-O-W. It's a different. It's an alternate spelling.
Maybe
of Blow.
He's working for an undercover.
Sure. I mean, he's a military guy. Yeah. He probably has several lives.
Yes.
Well, we may never know. Hey, jerks! I had a football question for Robbie Bobby Boo. Who do you think is the best defensive lineman in the NFL? Also, I was wondering if you could name the best song from Elvis's fourth movie. Yerp, Jason Griffinhagenston.
Okay, well, first off, Elvis's fourth movie was King Creole, and Mike, you'd like it because it has the wonderful Walter Matthau in it. The best song...
Mimsy!
The title song is good, Trouble is good, but the best song is called Hard-Headed Woman.
Soft-hearted man, been the cause of trouble ever since the world began.
Walter Matthau sings Elvis.
That's right.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog,
Mimsy.
By the way, Walter Matthau and Alan Arkin have kind of a similar vocal register.
I do. You know,
Michael, Walter Matthau. and the best lineman in the NFL.
You see, that's tricky because if you want to know current, I'd probably go with number 91 for the Eagles.
Look at him writing. Look at him.
Fletcher Cox.
Don't. Cheating.
Why don't you fake
Cheater.
That you're reading it?
Cheater.
Why don't you pretend
Pumpkin
you're reading
eater.
It? You just look down at a screen to see because you were completely prepared.
The funny answer would have been...
This is like a total exercise in self-aggrandizement.
The refrigerator Perry.
No, it's not because I was going to say that's the current best defensive lineman. But if you wanted perhaps the best of all time,
You lucked again.
A defensive tackle, number 95.
No, Dan Wilkinson.
Dan Wilkinson!
No, there's no way it's him.
But that's what this guy wants.
Yeah, that's what he wants.
That's what he was seeding the clouds for, and so there you have it.
Who's the guy who used to play for the, you know what, the late Reggie White, I think, is probably the best.
Yeah, very good.
Best of all time. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Right now, probably J.C. Watts, right? He's probably
J.J. Watts?
Up there. J.J. Watts, J.C. Watts, I don't know. You know what? You're going with a defensive line. I don't pay attention to him anymore. I don't even know the quarterbacks anymore. Moving right along.
Well, they change them every week, it seems.
I know Danny Dimes, though. Danny Dimes! Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and Maddie, I'm a P1 listener and a huge fan of all you dating back to when I was in high school during the Don and Mike days. My late mother and I listened together. She loved Mike.
Aw, that's nice.
Now, let's just say hi to my mom. I was so happy when TMOS came along. When I was listening the other day, I was so excited to hear that Oscar liked cats. Because I'm a big theater nerd, hopefully he will see more shows. Since Oscar doesn't seem like a Rodgers and Hammerstein type, I thought that I would make him a list of shows he might enjoy. So here's my top 10 list of shows for Oscar to see. Number 10, Phantom of the Opera, a classic by Andrew Lloyd Webber. Everyone should see it once. Number 9, Cabaret. Cabaret.
Great show. Great show.
This one is currently at Olney Theater. It's dark and edgy. With dancers keeping it tight.
Right next to Mom.
Do you think it
Rob
only?
I,
do you think it
Rob
only?
I saw it at Studio 54 in New York.
Do you think the only together. Production has Joel Grey in it?
Number 8, Beetlejuice. Number 7, Once on This Island. What's that? This one's coming to Kennedy Center. It's a Caribbean retelling of The Little Mermaid. Even my husband liked it. Once on This Island.
Huh. I've never, do that.
Number 6, Chicago. Murder, Music, and Dancers. Keeping it tight. 5, Come From Away. This is the one I haven't seen, but I want to see.
You heard about it,
I've read so much about it. An uplifting show based on a true story about people stranded in Newfoundland on 9/11. Rob might want to skip this one because it's Canadian, but I think Mike would like it. I'd really like to see it.
Be okay, as long as they stay in Newfoundland. That's all right.
Number 4, In the Heights. Lin-Manuel Miranda's first Broadway musical about life in Washington Heights. Great music.
Cool.
Number 3, Hadestown. The Underworld, Music, and Dancers keeping it tight. Number 2, Rent. Don't bother with the film version. See it live. And number 1, Hamilton.
Yes.
Yes, yes, it's that good.
I would like to see
so
it.
So thank you to
thank
Tracy
you,
Danoff of
Gettysburg.
That's actually the best list I've heard
appreciate
I became Broadway Oscar.
Broadway Oscar. We have to send you up to New York and let you take Shannon to show.
I'll take the Acela nonstop.
I hold in my hand the last letter.
Hi-oh!
May a diseased yak with gonorrhea lick your mother's fruitcake. Hey,
Johnny.
Guys, greetings from Spokane. I just purchased a fruitcake, which is odd, as I am not usually a fruitcake guy. Yeah, you're my number one guy.
You fruitcake guy?
You're fruitcake guy, Jack. Jack, you're my number one guy. That said, I've been wanting to try Rob's for the last couple of years. Since I'm too lazy to make one, and since they're cheaper than puppies. And since you guys have made me laugh for so many years, I wanted to help out. Thanks for all the laughs, and please keep up the funny, and hopefully there are no puppies in the fruitcake. Puppy-free zone. Puppy-free zone. Fingers crossed, love.
Don Mead!
Don Mead! Indeed.
That's it. That's all we've got for you, ladies and gentlemen. And now we can officially start the show. Have we started yet?
No, we need to begin.
Jeez.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
All right, listen up, y'all. I'm y'all substitute teacher, Mr. Garvey. I taught school for 20 years in the inner city, so don't even think about messing with me. Let's take a roll here. Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at? No Jay Quellen here?
Do you mean Jacqueline?
Okay, so that's how it's gonna be. Y'all wanna play. Okay, then. I've got my eye on you, Jay Quellen. Balake. Where is Balake at? Yes, sir.
My name's Blake.
Are you out of your goddamn mind?
Blake?
Do you wanna go to war, Balake?
No.
Because we could go to war.
No.
I'm for real, so you better check yourself. D-Nice. Is there a D-Nice?
Do you mean Denise?
Son of a bitch! You say your name right now.
Denise?
Say it right.
Denise.
Correctly.
Denise.
Right.
Denise.
Right.
D-Nice.
That's better. Thank you. Now, A-A-Ron. Where is A-A-Ron right now? No A-A-Ron, huh? Well, you better be sick, dead, or mute, A-A-Ron.
Here. Oh, man.
Why didn't you answer me the first time I said it, huh?
Huh?
I'm just asking, I said it like 4 times. So why didn't you say it the first time I said A-A-Ron?
Because it's pronounced Aaron?
Son of a bitch! You done messed up, A-A-Ron! Now take your ass on down to Oshag Hennessy's office right now and tell him exactly what you did.
Who?
Oshag Hennessy!
Principal O'Shaughnessy?
Get out of my goddamn classroom before I break my foot off in your ass! Insubordinate and churlish. Timothy.
Present.
Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village studios now, conveniently, with 2 locations in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. We are heard all over the place from Concrete, Washington to
Gilbert, Minnesota.
Tigard, Oregon. Dalton, Massachusetts. A big town, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yes!
And Copenhagen, Denmark, a city I will visit someday. I wish to go to Scandinavia. I want to see Copenhagen.
Will you have an extended stay?
And the Volvo factory.
Yes, the Volvo factory.
Yes, and the pastries.
Very exciting. this program brought to you by Harry's. Humans have been shaving for over 5,000 years. From shark teeth to the first copper razor, a great shave always comes down to one simple fact. Sharp, durable blades, Rob Spiewak.
These blades last forever, so a very rare occurrence happened. This weekend, I actually changed out my Harry's blade. They never get dull, but based on the amount of time I'd been using it, I changed it out. Blade shaving with a brand new Harry's blade is so effortless.
Oh, yeah, it's
you don't feel the blade.
You
ever.
Don't yes. at all. You almost check afterwards to make sure it's working. Well,
just
it is working.
Fantastic.
And it's out of this world. A new
and I
Harry's
get so
blade
mad at Harry's. I get so angry because I can't tell when to change the blade. I seriously don't know.
Yeah, you don't.
If you,
you
ask me how long have you had that blade, I don't know. It's been in there a long time. I don't change it.
It lasts
a quality
forever.
Quality blade.
It lasts forever.
It's hard to tell when then they're ready to go. And maybe they're never ready to go.
You decide.
I might do that. With the next change I get, I will probably keep that and I'll write down the date as to when I started
using
it.
Like when you ran a restaurant and you had to date all the stuff in the icebox.
That's we never did that. Harry's doesn't add gimmicky features to their razors. Harry's is a return to the essential quality and durability. Also, a brand that you can be proud of. 1% of sales donated to organizations that provide access to mental health care for men, and your satisfaction 100% guaranteed. I never start my day without my Harry's. Never. So be like me and join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Claim your special trial offer by going to harrys.com/TMOS. Our listeners can redeem their Harry's trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. You get the weight ergonomic handle for firm grip, the 5-blade razor with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel with aloe for skin hydration, and a travel blade cover to keep your razor dry on the go. So go to harrys.com/TMOS and start shaving better today. Well, I'm very, very pleased to see that our boy Oscar is not only going to Broadway shows,
yes,
but he's also taking in as much culture lately as it seems he can. He's experiencing.
Do you feel
all
he's
the...
reinventing himself somehow?
No, I don't think he.
Not
can
that,
do
far.
That.
No.
He's
full of
but
gadgets.
What I think he's doing is he's taking it all in, and that's a good thing. Experiencing the culture of the great
world.
City of Washington D.C.
The world. Yeah, the world.
The world. What did you do? You did something so museumish this
my
weekend?
Entire family came into town from Los Angeles and Boston. It was a surprise visit for my mother as her birthday's coming up in a couple weeks. And
happy birthday, Mama Santa.
Yeah, Mama Santana turning, I think, if I'm not mistaken, 70.
Wow.
And
forget how young she is. And you really, I say that simply because 70 is your father's 10 years old,
yeah,
correct?
He'll be 80 May 7th.
Mm-hmm.
Which yep. is crazy, right? So,
10-year age difference.
Yeah, that's how he rolls.
And when
not
you're,
how I roll.
And it turns out
you,
when
you
you're
20 or bust.
20 or bust. Right. When you're a mistake, your parents are younger.
Were you an accident, Oscar? Are you the baby?
Oh no, I was referring
the baby.
To
he was
myself.
To himself.
Oh, you were
Remember,
a mistake.
Oh, very
a
much so. Yes, yeah.
Oh,
I did.
That's yeah.
caused
right.
a marriage, caused a divorce, and they're still friendly.
Yeah, they weren't ready for child care.
Well, you know,
your dad wasn't ready for child care.
Oh no, 18 is sort of young.
Right, exactly.
So this is what happened. My nephew's in town and my niece is in town. My two nephews and one niece. My nephew, Luca, who's now 13, he's in that stage where he is too cool for school.
Oh, that's such a...
Which is
Robert III went through that
stage.
My daughter's... Well, I didn't
Because
see
you know why?
Pony's going through it right now. It's a pain in the ass.
My Shut sister up. Let...
you're not my dad.
Shut up, dad. Not dad. So... my sister lets us discipline her kids, which is great. And a lot of sisters and brothers don't let
them. That's
great. It is great. She said, she literally.
You referred to this in a previous incarnation where you were at their house in Florida, right?
Yeah. And now they're at my mom's house because they're staying there. And she said, look, he's going through this little phase. If anything happens or he's out of line, you tell him. Like you're his parent. And I said, I play a different game. She goes, no, do it like mom did it to us. Just no hitting. And I said, all right, we're good to go.
Is he, send me a picture of him sometime. I'd like to see what he looks like now because, I mean, I remember what a cute kid he was.
Still
I'd like
a good
to see
looking
what he
kid.
Looks like now.
I guess figure out his life.
The last time we saw him might have been at the Hofbrau house when we were doing the road trip DVD.
Absolutely.
And he was an adorable, he looked like a child star actor kid.
He's still blessed with the good looks. He's not even an awkward phase,
well,
right?
Is he adopted? Well, or?
No. I tell him.
That might contribute to why he
I tell him to move it along. Still gets straight A's, still still has great grades, still kills it. But he is in that mood where if he's watching a game and you're like, hey, I need your help with this, he like still continues to watch the game, right?
He lacks urgency.
And then Dioska doesn't play that game. Dioska will go and just turn off the TV and say, you lost your privileges. Time to go set the table.
Now, is this a video game or like a sports contest?
Whatever it may be.
Okay, I'm just curious
if
where
you
his
don't
head
move
is at.
With urgency, we have a problem at the house. Okay. Bottom line.
How is the relationship between? Because that was your boy.
Yeah.
Luca was
He's
your
still
little
my boy.
Guy.
He's so spoiled. I had a big pep talk with him on the way to work because I brought him to work on Sunday. Let's go to work with Dio on Sundays when you're in town because I need an extra hand moving stuff around the studio. So you're coming to work.
Bring your nephew to work day, not on every calendar.
I looked at him and I said, if you need anything at all, you can call me anytime. If it's about girls, if boys, whatever you got going on, if you need money, if there's a problem, I'm your emergency contact. You can't talk to your parents. Now, I'll rat him out left and right, but at least I want him to know that he can talk to me first.
All right. Now, this is the son of Tatiana.
Yes.
This is Tatiana.
Yes.
Listen to me carefully. Do not let Luca ask Oscar about women.
No.
Don't do that. It's just like I won't let Michael ask Oscar about women. I'm not going to. It's not. You're not
Mike,
normal
I'm
that
not
way.
A monster.
You're not normal that way.
No.
Look,
I just know how to play the game.
You've gotten married, but you're not normal that way.
Right.
Okay. So.
All right. Thank you.
So we have a good, nice connection. My niece Sophia is still, she's 9 years old, so she's still in that lovable, like, oh, we're going to watch a movie. Let me snuggle up to Tia Shannon and watch a movie or play with my nephew who's 3 years old.
I've always wanted to watch a movie that way too.
Me too.
Sorry.
Be nice.
Pony's like, me too. How much do I have to pay?
Where's Tia Shannon?
So Tia Shannon's working. Okay. So who's
left? Good side job, though.
Who's left is Sebastian, who is my brother's son, his only son. And he just got baptized in Boston.
Baby.
Yes. But all they do with him is take him to museums. By them, I mean my sister-in-law and my brother. And I said, which museum can we go to on Sunday morning? I said, we have to go to the Udvar-Hazy, because I remember taking Luca to the Udvar-Hazy Air and Space Museum. And great he one. Had a blast when he was a kid. Now, Luca was 8, so he remembers everything. I actually have a great picture of him in front of Marine One. Mm-hmm. And it's huge next to a kid, and for a kid to see all these huge.
But it's so small next to a grown-up.
No, but when he's little.
Udvar-Hazy is the one in Virginia, right?
Yeah, near Dulles Airport.
Out near Dulles.
Yes, yes. Yeah,
I've been to that one multiple times.
And it's a real Smithsonian museum, though.
Yes. Yeah. And what I didn't know is that the Air and Space Museum on the Mall in Washington, D.C. is going through a 7-year renovation. So a lot of the exhibits that are usually at the museum in downtown D.C. are now at Udvar-Hazy while they're restoring or rebuilding the downtown museum.
Fantastic. Who was Udvar-Hazy?
A very wealthy man, Mike.
Really?
That donated a ton of money.
I'm going to get a picture. Talk amongst yourselves.
Okay.
Going to get a picture that I took at Udvar-Hazy.
Yes.
I'll bring it in.
Thank you.
Now, is that one name? His first name is Udvar and his last name is Hazy?
Yes.
I thought it might have been like a team.
Well, I don't know. Like a producer team or something?
Yeah, like Johnny Udvar and Bill Hazy. I'm sure his name was Johnny, by the way.
Short name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was Jonathan Hazy.
But it's an amazing facility because they're actually size challenged at the Smithsonian on
yes.
the Mall, because they didn't really anticipate, I think, how far this museum mm-hmm. would go. When they build Udvar-Hazy, and I remember because that's out in my neck
yes.
of the woods, they have room for actual aircraft.
Yes.
The big deal, because
mm-hmm.
they've got hangars and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have one of the space shuttles there?
So I'll get to that as soon
okay.
as Mike puts his headphones on.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I was thinking of the right thing.
So, Mike, I know that you're looking for Udvar-Hazy's name, and if I have it wrong, I apologize. The man is clearly a philanthropist or woman.
No, I think it's Udvar-Hazy. I think that's
okay.
what it is.
So they have the
Stephen F. Udvar-Hazy Center.
Oh, wow.
So he maybe has a hyphenated
oh, wow.
last name.
And you have a picture?
Oh! That's fantastic.
There you go.
Mike has a picture of small Mike and big Mike in spacesuits on the moon.
Yeah, that's the same. You know, it's great. That's the same technology. The reason that looks so good, that's the same technology they used when they faked the landing
yes.
in 1969.
That's exactly right.
Did you have to put on
so
suits
sweet.
Or did you? Are you superimposed in the body?
It's a green screen, right?
I don't remember. I think it was.
It
was like superimposed.
I saw it. It's a green screen.
Everything
green
is a little Udvar-Hazy.
Yeah, we didn't get into a suit.
Okay. Were you there when the Space Shuttle Discovery was there?
Yes.
Okay. So when you
how we got there?
So you've got the Space Shuttle. And by the way,
we got to take it. Let's take a break.
Okay.
Come back.
Okay.
The story.
Yeah.
Oscar goes to the Stephen F. Udvar-Hazy Museum. Okay, dude. Are you pissing people off if you subtract a name from the name? How about the Hazy Museum, you know? Everything's like a little cloud around
Woo.
It. There you go. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Political Persuasions.
Aww. Hey, it's Chris Frace with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I bring you a very
last
special
one, Mike.
Episode.
It's last
we
week.
Say goodbye to our weekly show. Tune in and find out how you can catch us next.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
I felt it necessary to close the book, Mike. That's all. That's the last one.
Stay tuned. Yeah, that's the last Political Persuasions.
For now.
If you thought that I was done talking about the issues of the day, you're very, very wrong. And stay tuned, because you will have an announcement within the next 2 weeks about a new incarnation. And so for all of you political junkies out there, be aware of the fact that there will be more. And Chris Frates and I are not done by any stretch of the imagination. I will look forward to maintaining that relationship as we go on. And personally, I am not done talking about politics.
So you're just waiting for something big to break before you come back?
No, that's not how it goes. But it's... I think people will enjoy it. I think it's going to be my way of getting it out of my system, which I realized now more than ever you know, we pull the plug right before
every time we cancel the show, something big happens.
Right.
I know. It's the way it goes. Yep. But welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Third Love. If you need a bra, look no further than Third Love. You will get a perfect fit guaranteed. Thanks to Third Love and their Fit Finder quiz. Just answer a few simple questions online and you'll find your perfect fit in 60 seconds for both size and shape. Plus, more sizes than most other brands, including their signature half cup sizes, and true convenience. Skip the trip and try it on at home. Nice. Third Love bras feature lightweight, super thin memory foam. They actually mold to your shape with their cups. Also, straps that don't slip and tagless labels mean no itching. Plus, the perfect fit promise. If after 60 days you don't love it, return it, and Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. Carla loves hers, and you are going to love your Third Love bra. Third Love knows that there's a perfect bra for everyone, so right now they're offering our listeners 15% off their first order. Go to thirdlove.com/TMOS right now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/TMOS for a 15% off, and that is wonderful. Or 15% off, not a 15% off. Back to the Stephen F. H.
Hazy.
Ingvar Skosbo Hazy Museum, yes. Oscar and the family. Go ahead.
Space away, Shuttle Oscar. Discoveries there. You've got the Concorde. You've got...
They got that space ice cream?
They've got the space ice cream, you rube. The Smithsonian, people that aren't from the area, they're always blown away that it's free to get in. They're like, oh.
Did you know it was made possible by a grant by a man named Smithson?
I did not know that.
I always think that's a weird name. I think it's Robert Smithson. Donated the initial grant to make the Smithsonian.
That's like a Abby Butler. All right.
One of the main attractions outside of the Space Shuttle Discovery and the Concorde and Marine One and every other aircraft that's and the Enola Gay is that you have this beautiful SR-71 Blackbird. And it's a gorgeous airplane to look at even to this day.
It's the spy plane.
And it's a spy plane. Mm-hmm. Skunk Works.
It's one of my favorites.
Right?
It's beautiful.
So you've got... the evolution of the Skunk Works, for those that don't know, it was everyone talks about Area 51 right now. Before it was aliens, it was Skunk Works. They were making experimental aircraft to ensure the safety of this great nation. And they've got the U-2 spy plane. They've got the stealth fighter came out of the Skunk Works project.
Oh, okay. The coolest thing about it, if I can interject here, is that that spy plane is so ahead of its time. When you think about the years that it was used, and it looks like a modern-day stealth fighter, and now that's why when you say it came from that technology, not to show up on radar, very, very cool. Now so ships have it and all that.
Lockheed Martin, the Skunk Works, that brand of – the reason why they call it the Skunk Works was because when they initially opened up, they were next to a plastics company. And this little warehouse where these top secret scientists were working, it smelled like a terrible plastics company, but they could only get that building, so they called it the Skunk Works because it smelled like skunk the entire time they were working in it.
Well, so you read about it. That's wonderful.
This is fascinating. About what year is this? This is fascinating.
Oh, don't ask me years. I just know that anecdotes. That's all I know. That's all I got.
Okay.
Smelly's got.
I would say in the late 60s.
Okay, that makes sense.
So it probably started in the late 50s, went through the 60s and 70s. But the stealth fighter was also born from that world, which is credited really with really taking over and accelerating, I guess, the victory for the original Gulf War. And you wonder, why is it in the middle of the desert? Why is it all the way out? So because nobody was supposed to see these vehicles. Mm-hmm. And the SR-71, which, Mike, I think you just highlighted, this is in a world of sheer math. Before everything was digital, everything was analog. They were flying three times the speed of sound in near the Earth's orbit, and they had to go that fast so these anti-aircraft missiles couldn't catch them.
You are into this. Oscar.
Also, There's a band called SR71 that came out in the early 2000s, whose lead singer slept with one of my ex-girlfriends. So the entire,
there it is.
The entire,
there it is. Wondering where it came from. The, it had to be something.
The entire time I'm sitting here trying to explain to my nephew and my family how important the Skunk Works projects are, but inside I'm dying because this creep slept with my ex-girlfriend from a band called SR71.
I only have one of their songs. It's horribly out of season, but this is...
Everyone had a Christmas album. This is probably around the time of the Nutcracker, when they slept together.
Did the rocker sleep with your girlfriend while she was your girlfriend?
That is a legend.
It might be a cheating situation.
Yeah. Who knows?
I'm wondering if he moved, more. If he was three times faster than the speed of sound.
So under the radar.
Hey.
Under the radar.
Talk about stealth technology. Ladies, I want to tell you.
Oscar didn't see that one coming.
Right. Well, apparently the radar signature is the size of a dime. Yeah. So
talk about a Skunk Works.
So I'm sitting here, and my brother knows that I have this
connection.
That there is this background with SR71.
Why did the band name themselves SR71?
Who knows? Maybe because they had
space
so much
nerds.
No, they were probably stealthily sleeping with all these other DJs' wives and girlfriends.
That's
who knows? Who knows?
Could it have been that horrible? Are they still
don't
a thing?
Know. I probably
SR71 still together.
I bet you could see them at a county fair this summer.
They were the type of band that went on TRL. Everybody remembers that. That's my age.
I remember that.
Yes,
I do.
And there's like, hey, you should call in to the TRL, even though we're anti TRL. We need to be on TRL. Look, I'm mad about something that happened when I was 22, 23 years old, right?
That's what keeps you going,
everybody
though.
Everybody makes
okay.
decisions. And I'm explaining to my nephew and family about how important the Skunk Works were and what they brought to aeronautics in the defense of this country. But deep inside my soul, I'm crying. I'm crying because...
Which one cheated on you? Which one did your girlfriend cheat? Is it
alleged.
Mitch Allen?
Yes, Mitch Allen. Yes. The lead singer, if I'm not mistaken.
He's got a DJ name.
He's a good-looking guy. He's a good-looking guy.
I'd probably sleep with him. I'm Mitch Allen.
I probably sleep with him. The guy's tall.
Mitch Allen.
Hey, do you have something for Tradio?
No.
I'm Mitch Allen.
So.
Got a mattress box spring over there in Pasadena.
Let him talk, Oscar.
At 41, I'm standing there with my family, and this, to this day, burns me.
Of course.
Right? And my brother said, man, you really got through that okay, because I know that you hate the SR71 band. And then my, what is essentially my sister-in-law says, why does he hate him? I said, this is not a story you tell in front of your nephew, my nephew, your son.
And not on a Sunday.
Not on a Sunday.
No.
And by the way, my niece is
with me.
They had
a one-off reunion in 2009.
Mike, I don't need to know more about it, please. Sorry, the man's dead to me.
All right, Val, the show's the band, so you're
yes,
in the clear.
Okay, yeah. All but. Right. Isn't it cool that you can go and see, and if you ever come to D.C. and you want to stop by Podcast Village, you must also make the trip outside the district to go and see that airplane hangar that has everything known to man that has
the Hazy Museum, the Udvar Hazy Center, the thing that's special about it is when they built it, it was built massively so they could bring in all these incredible aircraft.
Yeah.
And, you know, to stand next to the space shuttle is a big deal. And I really enjoyed that. And I took my little guy there, and I'd take him again. It's one that you can go again and again and again. I've taken Elizabeth there. I don't know if I took Catherine there or not, but I definitely took Elizabeth there as well.
Is seeing the space shuttle as impressive as seeing this picture of Mitch Allen? What a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
You know what, guys?
Dreamy.
I mean, he really
dreamy
is.
Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember I was like, man, that guy's got muscles.
So was there? So did you ever explain to your family what the deal was with SR-71?
So this is what I remember. I remember calling on my T-Mobile sidekick to my girlfriend at the time, who I also, like a rube, bought a T-Mobile sidekick to. So yes. I was like, hey, like I hear you're at a party. And this is around the HF Festival time or the Nutcracker or whatever we had, whatever concerts we had going on. And I said, well, we're all here at the Hilton. And she goes, oh, I'm here too. And I said, where? She goes, I'm in the SR-71 suite. And I said, well, I'm your boyfriend and down here hanging out with Sum 41. What are you doing up there at the SR-71 suite? And it was one of those like young love conversations where you're like, fine, fine. And the next morning, I knew that something had happened, but I also didn't want to ask what had happened.
Oh, my God, type of situation. She broke your heart.
Kind of.
Oh, wow.
You know, better off now.
That's sad, right?
Yes, but
you know what Mitch Allan's previous band was?
What was it?
What?
Honor Among Thieves. How about
this
that?
This guy, he's got
Again,
a type.
This is alleged.
Yeah. What a right. dick.
Nothing was confirmed, but I'll also say this, that I think I might have been 22, 23, right?
Yeah.
And she was 19, and we all made mistakes, and we were young, and if I had a choice between me or Mitch, I'd probably choose Mitch.
But you never verified that she was officially a Mitch bitch.
Oh, hey. No need to get hostile. No need to get hostile.
Well, you had a good time at the museum.
I did, but every time I see the blackbird, I think of that. That situation.
Is the blackbird the original spy plane?
It's long, thick, and black, let me tell you.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if they had just a little historical marker by it, like they do a battlefield? It says, yeah, Oscar Santana.
Yes.
Noted broadcaster.
This is the site where it happened. We'll take a break and we will come back with just a little waxing about the fall. The fall season, ladies and gentlemen. We come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
With that new renovation show on the TV, everybody's talking about the Brady Bunch again. So, do you remember me? I'm Sam the Butcher. I used to provide Alice with my meat. Whoa. If you want some groovy fun, make sure to subscribe to the Mike O'Mara Show Bonus Hour, a 6-episode of TMOS every week that's ad-free, uncensored, and the content is as juicy as medium-rare sirloin. Luckily, the TMOS Bonus Show is totally vegan, yet keto-friendly. I don't know what that means, but it sure sounds good. Duh. Just click the link at MikeO'MaraShow.com and grab that bonus content so you can support TMOS. Next time, I'll tell you about the time Mr. Brady came into the shop and bought some foot-long hot dogs and then reached under my apron. I let him do it. The 70s were wild. Just ask Ann B. Davis. She could go all night. The bonus show. Sink your teeth into it. Right, Alice?
Thank you, Sam. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. So I'm on my little seltzer kick this weekend,
right.
And you know what was perfect for my seltzer? I got my my little White Claw seltzer and threw it into one of my brewmates. Which,
oh, yeah.
By the way, if you don't know what that is, if you don't like warm alcohol, who does? No one likes warm alcohol. You need Brewmate. It's the fastest growing drinkware brand in the world. I forgot when I got Carla's. She's got a cute little pink one. I've got a wood paneled one.
Of course, because you're a manly man.
Brewmate products keep your beer, your wine, your hard seltzer, ice. Anything at the perfect temp all day long without ice. I got the Hopsilator Trio. I love it. It fits both 16 and 12-ounce cans with its freezable adapter, or it can convert to a 16-ounce pint glass with splash-proof lid. Guaranteed to keep your favorite beer at the perfect temperature to the last drop. And down in Southwest Florida, when it's warm, let me tell you, that is special. It makes a perfect gift for the beer lover in your life. This is really a step up from your little keep the beer koozies. You know,
this is a
fantastic deal. 30 colors and finishes to choose from, plus 100% glass free. And Brewmate products work with hot and cold beverages. Start the day with a steaming latte and end the day with a nice cold brew. I just wrote
That's
that.
A great jingle. Da, 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 da.
Start the day with a steaming latte and the day with a cold brew.
Don't you dare settle for warm alcohol. Chill out with your favorite drinks all day long with Brewmate. Visit Brewmate.com. Enter the code Mike at checkout. Not TMOS.
Oh,
it's Mike. That's spelled M-I-K-E. That gets you 15% off your first order. 15% off your first order when you go to Brewmate.com and enter that code Mike. I would appreciate that. And speaking of alcohol... Is it me that, what are you, why are you playing that? What
Autumn Leaves.
Oh, that's the fall.
Yes.
It sounds like quite a timpani. Well, sounds like an Elvis entrance or something like this.
This is the part you'll know.
Autumn Leaves. I seriously believe that when fall comes upon us and football season and the temperature, even down here, getting a little more manageable and up there, the first hint of autumn. Are you still in your Indian summer? Or are you
having dipped our toe in it. Tomorrow could be the hottest day in the history of October in Washington, D.C. Yeah. They're calling for 96. Cold front coming through on Thursday, and then we should be set. But they missed the rainstorm yesterday, so who mm-hmm. knows what they know.
Do you think, not to get heavy, because I was just going to talk about fall makes me want to drink more.
Yeah.
It really does.
Oh,
fall
of, makes course.
Me want, my, of course. I want booze in the fall. I really, more than any other time of year, this is when I want to get
booze. Fall is time for drinking.
Yeah, it is.
Drinking. But do you think really long after we're gone, and I never asked you this seriously, gentlemen, you know, you hear about it all the time, climate change, climate change, climate change. And then the other day I watched down here in Florida, I think it's Coral Gables, where there's a particularly high tide and part of the city's flooded right now. Normal high tide, the Lorenzo churning out in the Atlantic combined with the moon cycle, you know, just the regular, just water everywhere. And I'm wondering, do you think when we're gone, when we're long gone, that there is going to be a day where people will look back and say, why? Why did they? Why was there a debate? Why was there? Do you think there's a chance 100% that could be the case?
Because, you know, there are still people that are walking the earth that can look back, and we can see it in motion pictures, that in the dead of summer in New York, before air conditioning, they could handle walking around in a coat and tie and hat in the dead of summer. If you don't think our mean temperature has raised since then, statistics aside, people are just not capable of dealing with what has changed. And we saw it.
Here's the way I feel about it. I've always felt about this. This to me is an insurance policy.
Yep.
If you're wrong, if you're right about it and say, it's not, there's nothing we do that can change. There's nothing that's going to make a difference. Well, you don't know that you're right or not. Just like I don't know that I'm 100% right that climate change is man-made. I know there are a gazillion scientists that are making that point. But at the same time, so there's the debate, right?
Well,
so hear me out. This is the way I feel about it. So let's say that you're right, all right? If you're right that there is no issue with it, then, you know, it's going to happen no matter what, or it's going to go back to the pendulum is going to sway. But if I'm right, because I do believe in that man-made climate change, wouldn't you want to do something about it? Because if you don't, you're going to, you know, we could really eradicate.
You want to do everything within your power. I mean,
quality of life for millions and billions, perhaps.
The simplest thing is like, if you're going in a car, if you're headed for an accident in your automobile, you don't stop steering.
Let's focus on what's important. Correct it. And I think, Mike, you highlight this, and you did it in a very elegant manner and a respectful manner. What we should be thinking about right now, and we had a quick meeting yesterday, it might have been about 40, 45 minutes just internally here, is what are we definitely going to do on the Saturday night and Friday night shows for the Vegas extravaganza? Because that's really what's in front of us right now. We should think about right now, because we can't deal with climate change until after Vegas.
I know this, at Vegas, I'm not using hairspray. Because I'm not going to screw the ozone.
Steered the good ship Mike O'Mara on a course that allows us to focus on the problems at hand
immediately.
And I'm glad you called it. Be by the end of this week, we have to have our meeting.
Well, we're negotiating with certain talent.
Yes.
It's exciting.
Yes, it is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When you told me about that the first time, I got really excited.
Negotiating.
Yeah absolutely. Anyway, but the point I'm trying to make is that it's scary.
We mustn't give up before we even start.
Look, is it an exact science? Someone really knows, right?
Well, you're saying that because I think in terms of my children's children and down the road.
I'm like beside myself listening to Oscar right now.
Because Oscar's being a hump.
I'm just trolling you guys. I'm just trolling.
I know you're trolling. Yeah, like your friend does. Yeah, but you hang around more people that don't.
I believe in climate change. I believe
you also live closer to the river than any of us.
Yes.
You're going to be floating away.
This is true. I don't know where your domicile is. Are you low enough where you would be?
Oh, yeah. I'd be a goner.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what?
Lives on 1313 Gurgle Lane.
It's so selfish.
It is. It's stupid and short-sighted.
Well, I don't care. I don't care because it's not real. Well, it's easy to say that now when they're, what are you going to say? Is it going to be our cities like Boston and Washington, D.C. and New York City going to be underwater before people, is that when, is there going to be a moment where people are going, no, what's going to happen ultimately will be reality will force itself on philosophy and ideology. Reality will enter into the picture, and we will, and no one will ever be held accountable. And I hope they are, because at the same time, well, you know, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But so far, it's been every year.
It'd be great if you were wrong. But what I'm at right now, where I stop and I think about it, I wonder if it's going to be my kids' problem or my grandkids' problem, because I think it's that unavoidable at this point.
Yeah. Well, who knows? We don't know the answer.
And I hope it's not my kids' problem, because Robert can't fix it.
I might be wrong. And I
happy birthday, Robert III.
It's 17.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yesterday
that's
was
cool.
His birthday.
Oh,
we had a
so
great
17.
Lackluster dinner for him.
Michigan well, yeah,
tomorrow, tomorrow I want to talk about your son's
do you have
birthday.
Michigan J. Frog?
Yes, okay. I do. Of course.
Yeah, if we just deal with Michigan J. Frog and we make better levees, then we'll be good to go. I think if we make some scientific advancements in how we deal with water, we right. might be able to save the cities.
How about this? Everybody takes a hose and attaches it to their
hello,
air conditioner
my baby. Hello, my honey.
And runs
hello,
it into the river. And that'll cool the temperature.
That's a good idea. That's like the do you remember in the Weekly World News columnist Ed Anger?
Yes.
Yes.
Ed Anger.
His idea to clear the environment was to deflate all the tires from the 1940s so that clean air would come back into our system.
There
it's
it
a
is.
Similar solution.
Ed Anger, My America. That was his call.
That's right.
My America.
Your memory is dead on.
My America by Ed Anger.
Ed Anger.
All right, anyway. Yeah, so, yeah, it's just selfish.
No, it's going to be warm. Yeah. That's all it's going to be.
If the people,
food shortages as well. That'll be the first thing that hits everybody.
And flooding.
Food.
And
hey,
displacing.
Man, we can grow things in buildings
people.
Now.
Okay, you troll.
Like
all right, we're
going to
take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, like Jim Belushi. I went to his website, by the way.
You rude. Why you do that?
I went to his website just to look at Jim Belushi with his cigar and his pictures of all his pot. Duh.
JohnWasMyBrother.com. Was that
yeah,
it?
Yeah, thank you. That's exactly what it was. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Do the hustle.
Let's get to know our friends at KCJJ. Tom Suter. He loves to play guitar. He was a member of the popular rock and roll group, the B-52s. Tom stands an impressive 7'2" in his bare feet. Tom loves to tinker in his workshop and is responsible for inventing the bottle cap, cocktail sauce, and the scotch tape dispenser. Tom is happily married now, but escorted Jill Clayburgh to the 1978 Oscars and got to third base. Tom studied baking for 9 years and made the wedding cake for many of Larry King's marriages. And Tom owns a magic stapler. But mostly, Tom is the general manager of radio station KCJJ, airing the Mike O'Mara Show since 2009. Thank you, Tom, and thank you, KCJJ.
1630 KCJJ.
Greatest radio station in America, run by some of the nicest people you will ever, ever deal with. KCJJ. Our affiliate in Iowa. We are delighted. What a great relationship. May they live forever.
Our terrestrial flagship, Mike.
Thank you, Rob. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by KiwiCo. A lot of people in the mailbag and on the Yak Shack talking about the fact that they've gotten KiwiCo for their kids. How do you like a subscription box for your kids that helps them change the world? Say hello to KiwiCo. Maybe by using KiwiCo, we'll get our next great scientist.
Mm-hmm. I'd love
all
that.
All right, Oscar Santana,
skunk works.
What do you think of that?
Little skunk works.
KiwiCo creates cool projects for kids to make learning about STEAM, that is science, technology, engineering, art, and math, fun. Michael absolutely loves his, and he gets a new box every month. Each box is designed by experts, tested by kids, all the supplies needed for that month's project, with easy-to-follow instructions that are written for kids and an educational magazine so the learning continues. And with 7 lines to choose from, KiwiCo is great for kids of all ages. KiwiCo, a convenient, affordable way to encourage your children to be anything they want to be. Great scientists. That's what I'm thinking about
today. Need it.
No commitment, and you can cancel anytime. Monthly options start at $16.95 per month, shipping included. Our listeners can go to KiwiCo.com/TMOS to get their first month free. Every day counts when it comes to making a difference, so don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Again, go to KiwiCo.com/TMOS and get your first month free. That's KiwiCo.com/TMOS.
News!
Boo! Oakland Raiders linebacker Vontaze Burfict has been suspended for the rest of the season.
What's the name?
After Vontaze Burfict.
Sounds like it would be delicious with sauerkraut.
Yum, yum in my tum. I watched this hit. He delivered a vicious, pointless helmet-to-helmet mm-hmm. shot at Colts tight end Jack Doyle on Sunday. Mm. This is the longest ever suspension for an on-field incident, but the NFL factored in his repeated violations of unnecessary roughness rules. This is actually the fourth ban of his career. Look, there are some of these guys in the NFL that just don't belong in the league. They do not belong in the league. If you're out there with these kind of cheap shots where you are literally trying to maim yeah. your opponent, it's not cool. And I think he's lucky that he just got the suspension.
Yeah.
And you know, it's horrible.
When
man.
It's repeat when it's repeat business like this, they really should kick him out.
Also, it's a watershed moment for the NFL to actually show the league and the players that they mean business, that they actually right. mean business. And if you're going to target players that are really in a position where you could paralyze them in this manner, if you saw the hit, you know what we're talking about.
Right.
Then you got to pay the price.
This almost makes up for the NFL burying that concussion movie.
Yeah.
Which they did. The NFL's VP of football operations wrote Perfect a letter saying, quote, "Following each of your previous rule violations, you were warned by me and each of the jointly appointed officers that future violations would result in escalated accountability measures. However, you have continued to flagrantly abuse rules designated to protect yourself and your opponents from unnecessary risk. Burfik won't be paid during his suspension, and it does cover the postseason." So he wow. is out of there. It wasn't the least bit unexpected, but now it's official. Stranger Things. You guys still love it?
Love it.
Coming back for a fourth season. No word yet on a premiere date. Netflix posted a teaser yesterday that promised, quote, "We're not in Hawkins anymore." They didn't explain what they meant, but there are several ways this can go. At the end of season 3, 11 left Hawkins, Indiana, with Joyce, Will, and Jonathan Byers. So some of the action could take place wherever they end up. There was also an epilogue at the end of the final episode that took place in Russia, Mother Russia. And the new teaser seems to suggest we'll be spending some time in the Upside Down.
Maybe we see Barb.
Barb, maybe you've always been obsessed. From season 1.
Poor Barb.
By the pool.
Yeah. Poor Barb. You know, by the time season 4 runs around, you have to change 11's name to 30.
Yes. The Upside Down. Very popular this week with the Billie Eilish performance.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday Night Live.
Oh, wasn't that cool?
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. I liked the second song better. I liked your ballad, the love song, a lot better. I thought she's truly talented.
They didn't capture as the first song. They didn't capture the feeling of the actual record that's playing
no,
on the radio.
Not even close.
And
I
that's
an, so.
It sounds so good on the mm-hmm. radio. She's
very
talented.
Sometimes her volume level is so gentle that you know, it's tough to get that. It's been 25 years since Mariah Carey became the queen of the holidays with her Merry Christmas album. Became a smash. She's celebrating the anniversary with the All I Want for Christmas Is You tour. Oh, she's going to do a Christmas concert tour. That's pretty cool. It'll kick off November 22nd in Vegas, right after we're there. Maybe she'll be scoping
Vegas,
out the location.
Cool.
Maybe she'll be in rehearsal. We can go see her. Get her on the show. Then head to Atlantic City on December 7th. It wraps up at Madison Square Garden on December 15th. She's also dropping a 2-disc deluxe anniversary version of Merry Christmas on November 1st. The song All I Want for Christmas Is You is the most downloaded holiday single of all time.
I can't wait for the 2-album set, because that's twice as many discs you have to buy to get the one song you want to hear.
It's true. Still one.
It's not a great Christmas album. It's a great Christmas song. But that's
her,
it.
She's got a, what, does she do Ave Maria on there, maybe?
Yeah, or, I mean, but as far as
not
like,
a bad version of that, right?
But for toe tappers, there's but one.
Yeah, well, I'm a big toe tapper for Ave Maria. Loved it at my dad's funeral. If you could only eat one food the rest of your life, what would you pick? According to a new survey, what do you think the number one reason, the number one food is? What do you
French
think?
French fries.
No.
Chocolate.
No.
Mm.
Keep it simple.
Pizza.
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 Pony. Pony with the Brian Butterfield pronunciation made me laugh.
You change your medicine today?
Pizza. No. He's okay. He's on today.
He
isn't
is on today, yeah. Kinda
Pizza, 22% of people would go with pizza, which beats out the total for any other food. And apparently a lot of people, Pony, you really made me laugh there. Apparently a lot of people are kind of on the way to pizza exclusively already. Around 1 in 4 people and 1 in 3 millennials say they eat pizza 5 times or more a month. Two-thirds of people eat pizza for breakfast. My sister started it. I adopted the habit.
Really?
I like pizza
for breakfast.
Oh,
yeah.
It's absolutely amazing. A guy in Madison, Wisconsin named Andrew Philibeck was getting ready to propose to his girlfriend Rachel a couple of months ago, but he knew she was really close to her sister, Therese.
Teresa, and
he would want her to be there to see it. So he called Therese last month. Therese, and she joked.
You haven't done her in a long time.
Therese, my wife Therese. She joked that it would be. I'm doing a John Kerry impression. That's an oldie. Okay. My wife, ta-da-da-da.
And then you did her as just up on the stand going, va va va,
va 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 va. I be the first letter, va va va. Then we got one that really sounded like.
Yeah,
that.
Do you make ketchup still?
She joked that it would be funny if she hit out nearby dressed up as a bush or something, so then she could take pictures. It was supposed to be a joke, but Andrew thought it was a great idea, so he ordered a ghillie suit on Amazon. One of those grassy things snipers wear.
Mm-hmm.
He picked a spot in a wooded area next to a lake, and even he had no idea where she was hiding because the suit was so good.
That's great. Oh.
Right after the sister said yes, Teresa, she screamed out. Then they saw her and cracked up. Now the photos are going viral. There are a few of the actual engagement and a few of Tada dressed up as a bush.
Nice.
Teresa. My wife, Teresa. And now a little something something.
Uh-huh.
Can't people just let a single woman get her pent-up sexual energy out in peace?
Oscar.
A burglar broke into a 38-year-old woman's house in Leland, North Carolina last week, and according to police, they stole some jewelry, some money, and the woman's, quote, 12-inch electric vibrator wand.
Oh, no.
Wand. Yeah.
Yes, leave her in peace. If the cops catch the burglar, sometimes in a case like this, there are, immediate captures. They haven't found it yet.
Oh, okay.
But you know how it works in cases like this. Sometimes the, they just get smacked in the face with it. Oh. I don't know what I was doing there. I mucked that up so badly. I blew that kicker joke so bad. I wrote it poorly. I read my own writing poorly,
I thought it was a foot massager.
Yeah, no, it was.
I have an alibi.
Yeah. Cops have no leads, but sometimes in a case like this, it just reaches up and smacks you in the face. That's what I was trying to say.
There you go. See,
and I blew it in totality.
Mm-hmm.
Young broadcasters, when you have your funny joke, don't get so excited or not pay attention to your own copy. We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault.
Learning
and I'm
moment.
Sure it'll be much better than News You May Not Need right here on the
I don't know.
It's Angie Goff with a new Oh My Goff show out now. Tired of Baby Shark? Not so fast. It might be the secret to getting your kids to fall asleep.
Baby Shark, do-do-do-do-do.
The show gets a little weird also when we get a visitor from outer space. And we're going Greek. Don't worry, Mike. We saved you some baklava. Subscribe to the Oh My Goff show now on YouTube or Apple Podcasts. Opa!
I cannot tell you how much I enjoy, and please pass it along to Ms. Goff.
Yes.
Her little mentions for me at the end of those promos are perhaps the high point of my week. I appreciate it, and Angie, I've always been a fan, and you've always been so good to us, and you're a TV star in Washington, D.C.
I will make sure she knows it.
In Podcast Village doing your show right here, and we love it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Well, no more fruitcake for sale. Thank you to everybody that bought one. Really.
Thank you.
Last second push like no other. We will. Oscar's going to be checking on the numbers with that, and I think it's safe to say we are thrilled with the response this year for the Fruitcake Fundraiser, which is really what it will be called from this point forward.
Yes.
The Fruitcake Fundraiser. If you missed out, boy, are you stupid.
What a jerk.
And out of luck. Yes, he's continuing, ladies and gentlemen. Unless you want to mix it up and get smart, do you?
Huh?
Well, just grab your device and order the TMOS bonus show. It's an unscripted, unrestricted, no-holds-barred sixth episode of TMOS that you can get every week. It's money.
Money!
Woo! Just click the banner on our website and you get access to all of our bonus content and to help the show. It is and shall always be the passport to the Osport.
Nice pronouncer. Pronunciation on there.
Please buy the bonus show, yes. TMOS bonus show, brought to you by Levitz. For all your furniture needs, Levitz features moderately priced.
This is good.
The TMOS bonus show, brought to you by Levitz. For all your furniture needs, Levitz features moderately priced brand name furniture from a warehouse-styled store. Your favorite furniture destination, defunct since 2008. You'll love it at Levitz. Thank you very much. Let's open up the audio vault for the first day. Try to remember the first day of October.
I can't tell you how much fun it is bringing up clients that I remember from when I was 10.
Delightful. Levels, perhaps.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, you never can tell. You never can tell. Christmas came a little early for Beatles fans. Today is the day, 50 years ago, that Abbey Road was released. And if you ordered the box set, the restoration.
Can I give my normal reaction?
Please.
All right.
Wow! You got your copy. And, Mike, you can do that. But I would say that there are certain people that.
Every day it's a Beatles story. Every day. What's wrong with you?
Yes, there are certain people that may want to check their email today for something special that's coming to them via digitally. I don't personally ever share music. But maybe you know someone who does.
Okay. All right.
Wink, wink.
I got it. Okay. Thank you.
You'll love
it. Thank you, Rob. Thank you.
What's so special about it?
What's so special is that they have totally broken it down into the original recording tracks. Now, they only had 8-track technology.
Like what you played last time.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is the anniversary, and Beatles.com is a fun destination. I actually put the total remix of Here Comes the Sun on your Facebook wall this weekend, and it sounds dynamite. But here's a little sort of montage the Beatles put together to promote the release. That's really neat because it involves the music and actual Beatles talking. Come together right
now. Over me. I was sort of going through my hands like that.
You tended to think, well, if there's going to be a single, it would be John and me that would write it. And then suddenly George just came up with the song, you know, something in the way. Something.
In an octopus's garden in the shade.
The last section of Abbey Road. For me, one of the finest pieces we put together.
What George says here is really cool.
We didn't know, or I didn't know at the time, that it was the last Beatle record that we would make, but it kind of felt a bit like we were reaching the end of the line.
I think it was, in a way, the feeling that it might be our last.
And I think that is sort of cool, knowing in historical perspective, they went into making it, not sure it was going to be the final thing. And that, to me, is not how I understood it. And so to know that the Beatles said they had plans, and there's now actual transcriptions of a meeting where they said they were planning another album.
Yes.
That's cool.
Mike, I know we don't like talking about other shows on this program, but I saw a clip of Stern interviewing Paul McCartney, and he actually asked Paul, he said, like, who broke up the Beatles? And he says John. John broke up the beat. Paul McCartney says John, and he says John because John, and now in retrospect, because he was
And Yoko.
Because he was in love with Yoko, and he said near the end, she would be at the recording sessions. It was completely different.
Yeah, it's real convenient to say that.
She kind of insinuated herself in it. He was in love with it. Well, you're saying we might be
wrong
about
that. Very convenient to say that because Paul was the first person to do a solo project after the band broke. I mean, I think I think the writing was on the wall.
Can I finish?
Oh, yeah. I thought you were
finished. No. I know you love, I'm not, you know this better than I. This is just what I saw.
I thought you
Paul
were
says to Stern, he says, look, John said that this was it, and in looking back at it, he was in love with this woman and wanted to be with Yoko, and that's what he wanted to do with his life. And what he thought was interesting and a little strange is that when he said, well, I still want to make music, and he pursued his solo career, that the Beatles still had another album coming out, or they had some retrospective or best of, that they sent Ringo to John's house to say, hey, I know you have your own personal album coming out that was set in stone and the release date and everything's good to go. You can't do that yet because we haven't released our Beatles album. So it was a legal document saying you can't release your Paul McCartney album because we have this other Beatles album that's going to cannibalize what we're doing with the Beatles.
So whose house did they sent Ringo to Paul's house?
To Paul's house.
Yeah, he said John before.
But yeah. And Paul told Ringo to get the f*** out of his house.
Really?
Yeah, because he's like, I didn't want to break up the band.
Yeah.
You're telling me I can't release my own album?
And it's so funny when you think about even in those guys, and their career was, considering what they generated, was remarkably short. In America, they were essentially a band for 6 years.
Yeah, but whose side do you, Beatles fan number one, mm-hmm. after hearing that story?
I think I always have felt, and now more than ever, Paul is sort of a robot with a Mozart hard drive in him. I think he's a brilliant musician, but I also think he is mechanical in a lot of the things he does. And I always felt that he is really quick to blame the Yoko thing, but I think he's probably the driving force because I think they were all sick of him.
He also said, he said to Stern, he said he had made amends with John after the fact.
Yeah.
And he had made amends with Ringo and they are now friends. But he would go and visit John in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about this all the time, Mike. You never know what tomorrow holds for any of us.
Right.
Yeah.
So to if he had not made amends with him and become friends again, it would have haunted him for the rest of his life.
And I think there's a lot of revising, a lot of revisionist history, and there's only two Beatles left, and there's only two people that really know what happened. So
safe to say George didn't break up the Beatles.
No, certainly not. No.
And probably Ringo didn't. It's either John or Paul.
That would be like Ringo quitting his job at Dairy Queen. He needed the work. For anyone who thinks that things were totally good with Paul, I invite them to watch on YouTube. They did a brief reunion of George and Ringo and Paul when they were putting out Beatles Anthology. And Paul is calling out songs for them to play together. And you can hear George's eyes rolling because it's, hello, you know, we're going to get together now and it's upbeat and we're the boys. We're going to do this song now and it's great. And George is like, okay. And so, I mean, I do think that Paul is sort of a robot that also.
What do you mean by sort of a robot?
He's mechanical in his efforts to keep the Beatles' name out there and to keep touring.
So when you say he's a robot, he's a heartless machine?
A little bit. I think he's got a lot of business.
He doesn't have any real emotional connection to it.
I think
he's more just realizing that it's a meal ticket.
I believe so. And he has the most amazing, amazing song catalog to draw from of any musician that walks the earth today and still does the same set list every night in concert, same ad-libs every night in concert, same jokes every night in concert. And we know he's a funny, smart guy.
So according to you,
this is Paul just my feeling.
McCartney is the FMTPO.
FMTPO?
Is the Beatle FMTPO. For me to poopa!
Exactly. Exactly.
But that's what I feel. I feel that he's probably really hard to work with. And I've not
heard to have a light moment here. So much Beatles heaviness. Jesus Christ.
Show me an interview where someone says, oh, yeah, he was fun to work with. You don't hear it a lot.
From Paul.
Okay, let's hear this. We'll close with this. Mike, in New Zealand, the ASIC store, the sporting supply company, has one of those big jumbotrons in front of it where they can
great
show
shoes,
commercials
by the
and
way.
Stuff.
Very good shoes.
You see them in New York. You see them all the big shopping districts. Well, there was a mistake the other day, and for a couple hours, the ASICS Jumbotron was showing porn on the street.
No.
And that's not good.
Sportswear brand ASICS issued an apology after video screens outside one of its stores in New Zealand played pornographic videos for several hours. Employees caught on after people kept coming in to buy one sock.
That's not okay. And that's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday. Best joke of the week.
Oh, my God. That's it. We got to get out of here. Thank you for your support of the Fruitcake fundraiser, and we are so, so grateful. And the next big thing for the TMOS family is onward and upward to Las Vegas, yes. Nevada. And, of course, you can always buy our subscriptions to the bonus packages and get our bonus show, our extra sixth hour for you every single week. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I could pull a better cartoon out of my ass. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kids?
If I thought you were my friend, I just don't think I could bear it.
I want you not to go too far.
I'm just beginning.
Bow to your sensei.
Bow to your sensei!